God. And it's very important that we learn some lessons about angels in the Word of God. It is so important that we use God's precious words for our learning and understanding where the good Lord is coming from. And so, in 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 9, we are made a spectacle unto angels. Then 1 Peter 1 to 12, which things the angels desire to look into. And then in Ephesians 3:10, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. So here we see from God's precious words that the angels are watching us. Who else? The Lord Himself is watching us. Who else? The world is watching us. Who else? The saints are watching us. So that means that we've got to be on our P's and Q's as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's very, very important that we show forth the vibrant testimony about the Christian faith. The Christian faith is very enriching. It's very uplifting. It's very enlightening. We are in a race as we read these scriptures. And in that race, we have to make certain that we are following the rules of the race. That we are on the right pathway. Now, the assembly is a spiritual university for angels. They learn the wisdom, the power of God through the church. And the church is very, very powerful. The church has a lot of power. And power supposed to be our prerogative and purpose. Our Christian lives supposed to generate a lot of power. It's supposed to be effective. It must be meaningful, purposeful. And in order for that to happen, we've got to orient to the Word of God. We've got to know doctrine, teaching in our frontal lobe, in our cardio, in our feet, because of angelic beings. The angels desire to look into the sufferings of the Lord Jesus Christ and His glory. They are digging deep. They want to know of the redemptive work that was purchased by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And therefore, we see how busy these spirit beings are. People do not take their eyes off of those of us who claim to know Jesus Christ as our own personal Savior. We've got to have a right testimony, a testimony that's penetrating, a testimony that speaks volumes. People have got to see the wisdom of God through us. They've got to see sanctified common sense in our actions. And so, my beloved, these angels, as we look through Scripture, they are used by God. And God will continue to use whom He wished to use. Excuse me. We have the elect angels, which are holy. And we have the fallen angels. And within the fallen angels, there are two types. The one that's free, and those that are bound in chains, in Tartarus, a place in hell. Those cannot be used by God Almighty. Though He created the angels, Colossians tells us that the Lord Jesus Christ is the creator of things in heaven and things on the earth. And because of Him, all things consist, cohere. And so we find that these angels that rebelled against God, God did not create them that way. The prince of the power of the air, their ruler, He took away a third of the angelic beings, a third that God created. Everything that God created was good, was perfect. God never created no sinner. God never created no devil. God never created no Satan. God created Lucifer, the son of the morning, a beautiful angel, magnificent angel, dressed him wonderfully, put him in a great position. But he didn't like the position that God gave him. He was full of pride, and he wanted to take away that which God has. Isaiah chapter 14. He was full of iitis. I will go above the Most High God. But that couldn't work with God. God had to pitch him out, sentence him to the lake of fire. And he went and slandered God before God's created angels. And he was full of beauty. He was like a magnet. He threw away a third of the angelic beings. They rebelled against God. And God had to put chains on some of them because they were the worst kind. Put them in Tartarus, a place in hell, and they're still there until that day when God will free them again. But there are others who are free. They're the demons. They're all over. Demons are real. Demons are real. The scriptures shows us. But demons cannot touch you. Nor I. In no way. They can enter animals. They can enter unsaved people. But not the child of God. Because great is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We are indwelt with the Holy Spirit immediately on salvation, and we ought to be infilled with the Holy Spirit day by day through taking in doctrine every day, Bible teaching every day. We go to the Word of God. We become devoted like these devoted angels who are elected, who are holy, and who obey God. They're ready to do what God tells them to do. And that is one of the most important lessons that we can learn. That we're always ready to obey God. We're ready to do God's bidding. We're ready to serve the Lord. And to serve the Lord in the beauty of holiness and righteousness and goodness. It is so important, my beloved. And so, we are told that there are 108 times mentioned in the Old Testament and 165 times in the New Testament. But that we have some categories of angelic beings. We have the cherubims and we have the seraphims. And we see the cherubims in the early part of the Bible, Genesis chapter 3. When Adam and Eve thrown the whole world into oblivion, and forgetfulness and sin. And they attempted to touch the tree of life, to try and live again, because they were sentenced to death physically and spiritually. But spiritual death first, then physical death after. And God had to send the cherubims, which speaks of God's holiness, with a flaming sword, which speaks of God's judgment. Those cherubims, they were busy likewise. And then the seraphims, Isaiah shows us their position. They're always close to God, singing, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty." It is so important that we live lives of holiness. Holiness becometh us as believers. We are justified. We are sanctified. We are glorified. And we ought to live a holy life, because living a holy life day by day would make a tremendous impact upon the lives of other people. All we Christians have got to do in order to cause people to be convicted of sin, of righteousness and judgment by the power of the Holy Spirit, is to live holy lives day by day, that people may see your good works, glorify your Father who art in heaven. We are light of the world. We are no more darkness. That was our status quo. But our status quo was changed by the Lord Jesus Christ himself. He has transformed us from a kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of the Son of God's love. And once we are transformed, we shall be informed. And we praise God for that. That God can inform us as to the work of these angels. And so, my beloved, their work is communicative. Look at Hebrews 2:2. Their work is communicative. Praise God for the work. And it says, "For if the words spoken by angels were steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward." Notice that very carefully. It's important that we see what the Word of God can do. Hebrews chapter 2, I thought I had it. Verse 2. But I want to quote the other verses. "Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him. God also being bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders, and with divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost, according to his own will. The writer to the Hebrews, he was puzzled because there were those who had professed Christianity, but they were not showing any light or life. And therefore, he had to write these thoughts to the Hebrews. Because you see, it's not everybody who says, "Lord, Lord," will enter his kingdom, but they that do it the will of the Father. And if you and I name it the name of Jesus Christ, it means we must do the will of the Father. Like these elect and holy angels, the will of the Father must be done. The directive will of the Father, not the permissive will of the Father, or the overruling will of the Father, but the directive will of God Almighty, by obeying the word of God, not seeking God to come to power with our desires instead of his. He's first. He must be preeminent. He must be supreme. We must never forget that. God has elected us. He has chosen us. Praise God. He has called us to follow his words, to follow his truths. And if we say that we're on the Lord's side, we've got to show it every day. Show it. Share it. It's very, very important that we live it. We must be a burning and shining light. God has expected us to be on business for him, not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Fervently means boiling hot, like the cherubims, the angels. We must be fiery. Our lives must be meaningful. We want to see people turn to God. And it's so important. But he told them that some of you are drifting. That's at any time we should let them slip. It means drifting away. We ought to give them more earnest heed to the things which we have heard. We can't allow them to slip away, to drift away. We've got to enforce them day by day. We've got to continue with the hope that we know are ours, in that we're not drifting. but that we are sailing to the safe harbor of salvation. And thank God for that safe salvation. So he wanted to make certain that these Hebrew people who claims, and I believe some of them were genuinely saved, but all through the book of Hebrews, chapter 6, chapter 10, we see where the writer, he was puzzled, and he wanted to make certain that if the word spoken by angels are steadfast, God gave angels the commandment to pass on to Moses for the children of Israel, but we ought not to worship angels. We're supposed to worship the Lord God Almighty. But angels are worshippers of God. Praise God. And that day is going to come, my beloved, when the whole universe, but the whole universe at that time, are saved people, will praise the Lord. Animate and inanimate objects will praise the Lord. Angels, thousands and thousands and thousands, will praise the Lord. And thank God that we can fear the Lord. For the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. But fools despise destruction. Fools despise instruction and prudence and sanctified common sense. And we have them today. We worship only God and God alone. For if every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward according to the Old Testament law, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? And this word salvation is not speaking of our salvation by faith. This one is speaking of our full salvation, final salvation. Blessed be God. And we are looking forward for the final salvation. Oh yes. We are saved. We have been saved. We shall be saved. We shall be fully redeemed, as our dear brother, body, soul, and spirit. We are looking forward for that time of redemption. Therefore, our challenge today, again, is to be obedient and be communicative, protective, representative, retributive, administrative. These are some thoughts about the angels. Very rich, not subject, but blessed be God. We are so happy that Ruth and I are able to visit you again next Sunday. We'll be here, life's prayer. Thanks for your prayers. Oh, thanks for your prayers. Ruth thought that she would leave me in the grave in Florida. But praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're going back on the 5th. And I have to go right back into the hospital for more tests. And then back to the next doctor for my 4th injection. And then I have to see my other doctor, my original doctor, also for other tests. And then next year, God willing, I have to see my doctor for the hip replacement. So God has been good to me. God has answered prayers. I'm a miracle, you see me here. And we praise God that we believe in miracles. And we just want to thank you to continue to pray for us. In all of this, I'm not bedridden. So please, keep on praying for us as we keep on praying for you. Blessed Father, the God and Father of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, the Father of all mercies, the God of all comfort and consolation, great is thy faithfulness, thy goodness, thy graciousness. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thanks for the thoughts on Job today. Thanks for the thoughts on angels. We have had a blessed day. It's so good to be found in thy holy presence. Lord God, may we continue to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. May everything today redound and abound to thy glory. For Christ's sake. And all the people say, Amen. God bless you.